All right, quickly, show me your Bibles. I want to see all the Bibles. I want to make sure. A lot of times, a lot of my pastor friends, and I pastor a lot of pastors, and they love putting Scripture on the board, and I'm okay with that. The Lord just has never directed me to do that, because I want you to get used to carrying your Word. And so we have cowboy Bibles when we minister, even at the national finals that we go to, been going there 20 years. Or wherever we go, we'll take cowboy Bibles. And what we want to teach those Western people, or it doesn't matter who you are, is carry that Bible, put it on your dash of your truck or your car. And because that's our manual. And you've got to start understanding that it has the answer to everything in that Word. And I thank you for bringing it today. I want you to turn, and I believe we can finish it if I speak really fast, because we were pretty busy this morning. It's 11:34, James chapter 1, please. And let's end in James. I've been preaching here for about 4 or 5 weeks, and I think we can finish it today. Now, say amen when you get to James chapter 1. Amen. Are you there? It's a very good book that, again, James wrote. Hallelujah. And it starts out in verse 2 saying, count it all joy, right? And you better underline that word joy, because that's really the subject, the base of James chapter 1. Counting it all joy. I don't have time to help you understand more fully that joy is very important, because if you lose it, you lose strength. As Nehemiah says, remember, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So if you lose the joy, then yeah, you'll lose strength, and that's when people quit. They stop coming to church. They're going through a trial and tribulation, and they build the tent and stay in the trial and tribulation a long time because they lost their joy. And I just want you to know, it's time to get fired up for Jesus. It's time to even though there's a trial and tribulation, God has given us ways to escape that. And His name's Jesus, you see. And so here in chapter 1, God just really, really started teaching us. And last week, we got into about verse 16 that says, don't be deceived, my beloved brethren. He's talking to believers, obviously. That's you and me. And if you're not a believer in Jesus, you will be today. Say amen to that. Amen. There's churches that they don't do a salvation plan. I don't understand that. Because you get baptized, that's the first act of obedience after you give your heart to Jesus. But to not show people how to get saved, I don't understand that as a minister, because we're supposed to be reproducing. And you can't get baptized unless you get born again, you see. And that's Romans 10:9, right? Okay. And so all of us need to be brethren. So he's saying in 16, James 1, do not be deceived, my brethren. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. So look at me. We established last week that if you want to understand the Bible, you got to understand this. Remember, God is good. The devil is bad. And if you understand that, you'll understand the Word. Okay? So if the Bible here is telling us that every good and perfect gift comes from God, then that helps us understand that anything bad does not come from God to try to teach you a lesson. Now, He can use anything. He can use a bad situation and turn it for good. And He'll teach you. But He's not responsible for the bad, right? Because every good and perfect gift comes from Him. But there's a devil. And the devil comes, John 10:10, we all know this, to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay, so if we understand that, then we'll start understanding how to remain in joy in everything. As I've always said it, and I'll say it again, I've probably said it hundreds of times over 30 plus years of ministry. Me and my family don't go through trials and tribulations like most. You know why? Because we go through them. Get through them. We don't want to. We've got the Word of God that has showed us the keys to the kingdom and the ways of escaping a trial and tribulation. So I don't have to stay in the middle of it just to try to learn some more. No, I want to get on through it because God has given me the answer to any issue. Praise the Lord. He's helped me understand that all good comes from Him. The devil is bad. And so we need to figure out how to live in the kingdom of God that is good. And then when bad things happen, because we're not exempt, right, from bad things happening to us, we just have a way, again, of escaping these things through the Word of God. But when we establish that God's good, then we know what to rebuke over here when the devil tries to kill, steal, and destroy. And we go through a trial and tribulation. But again, get through it. And if you remain in joy, for example, really fast, if someone talks bad about you, stabs you in the back for whatever reason, you have some opportunity to either meditate on the bad, get vindictive, ask God to kill them, or you can remain in joy and tell the devil, you are not robbing my joy over that. And then you're reminded that we don't wrestle against the flesh. We don't wrestle against the person. We wrestle against that spirit of darkness, right? Okay. Well, that's being practical to get through something. Because a lot of people, when they're done wrong, then they stay in it. Boy, they'll hold a grudge. And how many of you know holding a grudge is not good for a believer? You can get into the Word of God and you can go to He and Him alone and you communicate with them and that's what you're supposed to do. But what if they don't receive that? Well, I would just move on and remain in joy, praying for them out of love, right? Well, see, the thing is if you'll do that, then you'll get through the trial and tribulation a whole lot faster, okay? Now, every good and perfect gift comes from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. And we established last week that that's just understanding that our God is irrevocable. He changeth not. Say amen to that. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our God is not going to change no matter what. So we've got to get into His systems, His way of doing things. Remember in Matthew where it says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? When you study out the kingdom of God, you know what it means? God's way of doing things, right? I've explained this before. All the Catholics know the prayer that Jesus first taught us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, say it with me, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven. You know, and I know it goes on, but I always want to major on, we've got to understand that His will here on earth is supposed to be like heaven. Peace is in heaven. The Prince of Peace is there, Jesus. We don't need it in heaven. We need it here, as we've always said, right? So when we start living in the kingdom ways here, like heaven, you'll get through trials and tribulations a lot faster, and you'll remain in joy. Amen? All right, now let's go on, verse 18. Of His own will, He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Now, when you study this out, you have to understand that God's greatest gift to us really is regeneration, reproducing something, right? And when it's talking about, or this exercise of his own will, he brought us forth. Really, he brought us forth into a new life. Because remember, when you get saved, you've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light through Jesus, who is the light, right? And we have to understand that there is a change that happens on the inside of us. And that's really what this is talking about, because the way that he made us new was the instrument of the Word of God. This is what we live by, y'all. This is the Word of truth. And if you'll believe it, then all things are possible to him that believes, right? So when we're going through trials and tribulations, and the reason, again, that I believe God is having me minister in this area is that all of us go through trials and tribulations. We just need to know what to do in the midst of them. Do we give up? Do we go into fear, doubt, and unbelief? If the doctor says you're dying, are we going to believe the report of the doctor, even though he's had 16, 17 years of education and he knows what he's talking about? And it might be the fact that you're diagnosed with something bad, but it's not the truth. Because the truth is what the Word of God says. And the Word of God says, by Jesus' stripes, we've said it over and over, right? We're healed. So are you going to believe the fact, or are you going to believe the truth? And when we come into a newness of life from the darkness and give our hearts to Jesus, and now we have the light of Jesus, then this is the instrument that God uses to cause truth to come to us. And when truth comes, and it gets into our mind, and then it goes down into the heart, I'm telling you, that's when manifestations happen. Things that you're believing God for will happen if you would just dare to believe these things. And that's what God is saying, is to stand on the Word of God. The Apostle Paul actually identifies as the gospel of salvation in Ephesians chapter 1. In other words, God's purpose, you see, was to present believers as a kind of first fruits. And that's what it's talking about here. Of his own will, verse 18, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that's the word of God, that we might be a kind of first fruits in his creatures. And so God's saying, hey, if you're born again, that's why I sent Jesus, so that we can start reproducing. And so when a church doesn't give a salvation plan and doesn't help people understand salvation, that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, what does it say? Thou shalt be saved. And that's what it's talking about right here. Now let's move on. Verse 19 says, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. That is powerful, y'all. I would underline that if you can. Verse 20 says, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. You realize that the anger that people have, I mean, you can get into anger, and all of us have that that temptation, right? We could be angry over a lot of things in life. I mean, it tries to well up, you know, in my family when my wife doesn't cook chicken fried steak. I'm kidding, really. I mean, not really, but kind of. I saw the anger that springs forth. It really brings forth self-centeredness. I mean, we all want to be about us, but that does not accomplish the righteousness of God. So when you give your heart to Jesus, do you realize that God then made you righteous? Yeah, but I haven't done some righteous things. And all this, again, is trying to stop you from joy. Not happiness. We've established that happiness and joy is different. Remember the joke? Happiness is when the Dallas Cowboys finally win. But joy is everlasting, you see. And if we remain in joy, again, count it all joy, then that will help us. But there's destruction that happens when we're quick to wrath. And we're, as the Bible's trying to teach us, be swift to hear, not swift to speak. Swift to hear and slow to wrath. Slow to speak. And if we get that into our hearts, man, it'll change our life. But now listen, because these are qualities now needed for trials and tribulations. Listen to this. Verse 19, so then my beloved brethren, let every man... Well, I apologize. Let's go on back down to 21 now. Because a quality that you need to have is, again, swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, and those kind of things. But look what it now says. And I've quoted this over and over and over. Therefore, it says, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word. In the New King James, but in the Old King James, it's, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Everybody look at me real fast. You understand your soulish realm, right? Your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions. Okay? You don't want to get those out of whack, because they're very important to keep in check. Your mind, mind of Christ. The battle's always in the mind, right? I mean, when the enemy brings a bad thought, we're supposed to be quick to get that thought out. Take that thought captive. Throw it into the sea of forgetfulness. But a lot of times we don't do that. And we're not quick. We're quicker to wrath. We're quicker to speak instead of being slow like the former word just said. So we need to understand that we've got to lay aside, we've got to do something not to stay in the middle of this situation that sometimes we get into. And the way you do that is, verse 21, therefore lay aside any filthiness. That's why all you cussers, I'm not looking over to my right. Really, this word is for every single one of us, because you don't have to just be a cusser. If you speak doubt, fear, and unbelief, that's cuss words in the kingdom. Because He is a just God that wants us to understand that we got to watch what comes out of the mouth, because there's power over life and death in the tongue. So He's saying, look, if you want to get through a trial and tribulation, then lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, but receive something. Receive with meekness the implanted, the engrafted Word of God. So instead of when you hit your nail with a hammer, a cuss word coming out, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? If you'll start speaking the Word of God, Father, heal that nail in Jesus' name quickly. It'll change your life. Because then the next time you go through a trial and tribulation, the doctor says something negative, then you're quick, not quick to say negative things, but you're quick to say the Word of God. And when you say the Word of God, like I did when they diagnosed me with Crohn's disease 25 years ago, I quickly said, I don't receive that. And the doctor, he stepped back. He said it again. Son, you have a disease called Crohn's. It's not curable, but it's manageable. And I, again, because of the word of God that was on the inside of me, even though I could have went into all the fear, doubt, and unbelief of why, Lord, why? You know, I'm ministering the word of God, and why would that disease called Crohn's? Who cares about why? I want to know what the solution is. And I looked back at the doctor, and I said, I don't receive that. And most of y'all know he came back to the room, and my mom and dad was there. Jamie wasn't there yet. We wasn't married yet, but we were dating. Right, Mama? Thank you, baby. Keep my mind right. And he came in and he said it one more time. He said, I don't know if you understood. Now, you have to understand I had tubes down my throat by this time because they had taken out 16 inches of intestine, a little bit of the colon. And he said, I don't know if you understood, son, but you have a disease called Crohn's. And it's not curable, but it's manageable. And of course, I'm already ready, but I let him keep talking. And he said, you're going to have to take medicine for the rest of your life. And you probably won't be able to ride horses and things like that. And y'all know my attitude of that. I knew there was a devil then. Don't try to tell a cowboy he can't ride a horse, right? And I just declared, no, mm-mm. And most of y'all know I was healed. I've never taken one pill ever. Why? Because I dared to believe and speak the word of truth. That's what we have to do in life, y'all. Why would we speak all the negative? Because again, we've established it didn't come from God, right? Cancer is not from God. You may go through some bad things, but it's not God that's responsible for those bad things. We don't have time to go into why we have a sin nature. But listen, we're going to major on why we have been redeemed from that sin nature through Jesus. And when you live by the blood and the sacrifice of Jesus, then you can get through the trials and tribulations and count it all joy. All right, but look at this really fast. I mean fast because it's 11:55 already. Look at verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. In other words, if you don't do the word and you just are one that hears it, you just hear it, you just hear it, think it's okay, but you don't do it, it's not going to work for you, you see. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away immediately, and forgets what kind of man he was. You can hear the word of God all you want to, but until you apply it to your life, it's not going to mean anything. Matter of fact, the next time you go through a trial and tribulation, you'll forget that word if you just hear it and don't do it, you see. So God's trying to say, look, and this is all basics, y'all. We've heard this over and over and over if you've gone to church very long, right? But man, when you start applying it to your life, knowing that the devil's trying to steal your joy so he can steal your strength, so that he can cause you to give up and go, as I always say, back to the days of Babylon before you gave your heart to Jesus, in other words. Instead of just, getting that determined, no, I'm a doer of the word of God. I just don't hear it. I live by it. Praise God. And then if I make a mistake, thank God for grace, mercy, forgiveness, but I'm still a doer of the word of God. I just need to get past some of this junk that's trying to stop me, an enemy that's stealing, killing, destroying, and I need to understand that I'm not losing my joy, devil. I'm telling you. Do you realize you can talk to the devil? And go, he's just a fallen angel. You realize that you're higher than an angel. An angel has to stand in the presence of God. You, being made in the image of God in His likeness, can sit or stand in the presence of your God. Why? Because you're a son and you're a daughter of the Most High God. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You are someone in Christ Jesus. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. You're more than a conqueror through God because He loves you. I'm telling you, when you start understanding who you are in Christ Jesus, don't you dare. Don't you dare let the devil try to destroy your life and destroy your joy. Because that's why James is saying, listen, brethren, listen, sisters, count it all joy. Don't you dare let some devil try to tell you who you are, because you are someone in Christ Jesus. Yeah, but my old denomination said I wasn't worthy. It doesn't matter what someone says. It matters what the word of truth says. Okay? And the word of truth says that you are created in God's likeness. You're not God, but by golly, you got everything that He has, and it's available through the word of truth. So now we've got to start living that way. And if we do, count it all joy. So don't you dare let a devil get you down, not another day in your life. We're living in a pretty wicked world, aren't we? We established last week, but why in the world? Why in the world are we having to vote against Sharia law? Let's all say it together. Your mama. It don't make sense. You know why? Jesus is about to return. He's about to return. Ooh. But He's coming back for a bride without spot or wrinkle. I'm not saying you don't make mistakes. I'm just saying it's time that we get into the word of truth. Amen. And know that our God is for us. If God be for us, remember, who can be against us? Well, there's an enemy. But we have the word of truth. We have authority. We can use the name of Jesus. So the next time you're going through a trial and tribulation, don't let your joy be ruined. I don't care if you've made some mistakes, you've said some wrong things. Forget about that. We don't live by the past. We live by pressing forward to the mark of the high calling, right? Through Christ Jesus. So let's get on through some things and remain in joy. And then if it comes back, you stay in joy, speak the word of truth, which is the Bible, and get through it again. And then remember, this is the last thing I'll say. The enemy is roaming like a roaring lion, remember? Seeking whom he may devour. That's how the enemy does. He's looking for, she's been upset over her son. I think I can attack. And then Danny is supposed to say, let's pray over that. Right? That way you stay strong in the faith. And the list can go on and on and on. No, he's just looking, seeing who gets emotional when bad. She was laughing. But you know what you should be saying? All right, devil. I got the word of truth. Right? But then he's still seeking. Oh, yeah, here she is. She left for a second. But our God is faithful. Amen. And He loves us. He just wants us to remain in joy, be doers of the Word of God, not hearers, and remain in joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Say that. I count it all joy. Say it. I count it all joy. I'm not losing my strength. Mm-mm. Amen. If you're going through something really fast and you just seems like you don't have much joy, maybe your fire's kind of snuffed out a little bit. Let's get your wood wet. And then get that fire. Well, let me say it the way I want to say it. Because I was going to then reverse psychology it. Okay, no, let's not. Let's get your wood dry. Thank you, Mama. And get your fire built back up. Amen? Get your fire built back up. Lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness. Get your fire back. Receive with meekness the engrafted word. Get that fire back. Come on. Get that fire back. If you're dealing with some fire just kind of quenched a little bit, you need to get that back. Let's pray over it right now. Amen. Father, every person in the sound of my voice, watching us or here in this auditorium, Father, I thank you, Lord, for a fire of the Spirit of Jesus to come amongst this crowd right now, people that are watching, just a fire like they've never had before in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for your faithfulness. We're overcomers. We're believers in Jesus' name. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you're here this morning, you've never given your heart to Jesus, I want you to do it right now. And here's how you do it. You pray a prayer. You ask Jesus to come into your heart. And when you pray it out loud and you believe it. So let's all, even if you're born again, I want everybody in here to pray this prayer. The reason I want believers to pray it is to learn it so you can lead others to Jesus. But to pray it beside, you might be around someone that's praying it for the first time, so you'll pray it with them. So everybody out loud, we're going to speak this prayer. And if you're here and have never made Jesus the Lord of your life, do it now by praying this prayer with all of us. So out of your mouth, say this. Say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. Jesus, come into my heart. Save me. Forgive me of every sin. I believe that Jesus has been raised from the dead. And Father, I thank you for that. I will serve Jesus all of my life because He's now Lord of my life. I pray this prayer to you, the Father, in Jesus' name. With no one looking around, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time and you gave your heart to Jesus, I want you to know that the Bible says angels in heaven are rejoicing. Please never be ashamed of that. So if you just gave your heart to Jesus, you had never done that, I want you to be bold. I want you to tell that devil you're not afraid of him. If you just prayed that prayer and gave your heart to Jesus, at the count of three, I want you to raise your hand up, declare it, and then put it right back down. If you just prayed that prayer and gave your heart to Jesus and you never had before, then get that hand up with boldness in Jesus' name. You ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Did I see anybody? All right, look at me, everybody. That means everybody in here born again. Thank you, Jesus. If anybody was watching and you never had given your life to Jesus, but you prayed that prayer, then I want you to just write us a note. Go to our website. You can let us know that way if possible. And it's a joy when people give their heart to Jesus. Amen. Did y'all have a good time? All right.